Bree McCarver is a licensed cosmetologist with the Lash Studio of Logan. She says women come to her all the time with false eyelash nightmares. For example, one client told McCarver someone who wasn't licensed through the state had actually plucked out the customer's natural lashes.
Instead of removing the extension from the lash once it's grown out, she would just pluck out the natural lash. She was just in so much pain during the process that she just had to go to someone else. And then she came to us, and she was just so shocked that the process shouldn't hurt.
Wedding season is upon us, which means brides-to-be are flocking to salons to get the perfect, thick, false eyelashes to complete their look. But the Utah Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing is warning those brides and everyone else about the dangers of getting cheap, false eyelashes. Francine Gianni is the director of the Utah Department of Commerce. She says if you don't get a clinician who is certified with the state of Utah to apply false eyelashes, then you run the risk of getting infections and allergies.
We are today warning the public about possible health risks that are associated with using unlicensed providers for this procedure that require a lash-by-lash application. And all we're suggesting is that they make certain that whoever they use is someone who is licensed with the state of Utah.
There is a difference between being certified to apply those lashes and being licensed with the state to administer those lash-by-lash procedures. Gianni says the state is cracking down on those who are not licensed and who are illegally applying lash-by-lash false eyelashes and eyebrows.
Between January 2015 and May 2016, our investigators in the Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing have issued 67 citations for unlicensed eyelash and eyebrow applications.
McCarver says clients should not be afraid of receiving false eyelashes by a certified cosmetologist or esthetician.
If applied properly, they should not damage anything at all.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.